91.7 KXT, we are very glad to welcome Diego Garcia to the KXT studios. Welcome.
Oh my God, thank you for having us.
Your debut solo album, actually, Laura, came out last year. You're playing tonight a free show with Amos Lee at the Hatshell at Fair Park for Earth Day Dallas, so we're pretty excited about that show. Do you want to get right into a song?
Sure. We'll start off with Nothing to Hide, and then we'll chat some more.
Perfect.
All right, cool. 1, 2, 3, 4... Walking away, now I got nothing to say. You got me so down. It seems like you know what I've been trying to show. You know what I found. People can talk, will this ever stop? Can you stand this? Come over here, you know the skies will be clear. Right from the first kiss. Got nothing to hide in my heart. I got nothing to hide. It's hard to move on. But when the feelings are gone, you know that love fades. Oh, in my heart, I got nothing to hide. In my heart, I got nothing, baby. You know the skies will be clear.
Thank you. That sounded amazing.
Thank you.
It's Diego Garcia live on 91.7 KXT. The show is tonight, a free show at the Fair Park Hatshell for Earth Day Dallas. And Laura is the name of your solo debut. And it's, you know, a lot of the songs, when you first listen to this record, you know, the songs were written about your college sweetheart, who's now your wife, Laura. And you hear that the first time you hear the record. But then as you listen to it more, it's you know, I mean, that in and of itself is a great story, you know, getting your you know, meeting your wife and all that, but really the songs are deeper than that. I mean, this is a song about, this is an album really about growing up, right?
Yeah, well, that's what happened. And I think it's because it took, you know, 5 years to make it. Was, the motivation really was just kind of trying to figure it out. You know, what is true love, and you know, is life really worth going through without that person in your life? And it took time to sort of figure that out. And I never did, actually, but I wrote all these songs touching on all the different feelings or emotions or chapters you go through in that healing, really, where ultimately I think, you know, you have closure, and it takes time. And so I never went into this with the intention of making an album. It was just to get through a tough time. And so when I woke up 5 years later and I had her by my side, she was like, you got to make that record now. So the record does touch on a lot of different things.
Well, one of the other things you learned while making this record is, you know, kind of almost a new style of singing, because, I mean, you're born in Detroit, but you have Argentinian roots, and, yeah, and those Latin roots really come through on this record, and, you know, especially your singing style.
Well, yeah, well, the songs, you know, they came from, you know, the same place I wrote when I was 19, you know, from my heart. But when it came down to styling them, you know, dressing them up, I wanted to do something that addressed my roots. You know, you mentioned my parents are from Argentina, but I was born in Detroit, and I think in English. I grew up here. But then again, I feel very Argentine as well. So I wanted my album to have that. And so we did pay attention to, you know, those great balladeers from the early 70s, late 60s coming out of Argentina and Chile. It's really beautiful psychedelic stuff. I mean, it's amazing. And it just hasn't been referenced in a long time. And the singing was very, 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 very passionate and very, a lot of times over the top, to be honest with you. It's a little scary, but we took from that, and yeah, we delivered it, I think, in a way only I could. So if you're not paying attention, it does sound sometimes like it's in Spanish.
Yeah. Is it tough to sing these songs every night because of that? Is it demanding?
Because of the type of singing. Yeah. Well, yeah, in the studio you have the luxury of the hearing everything clearly, and you can really sing quietly. So the challenge on stage, especially with drums and bass, is always to keep the stage volume down. But you know, but the stage should be a different animal altogether. I mean, it's okay that you sing differently live than the recording. That's fine with me sometimes.
It's Diego Garcia on 91.7 KXT. You ready for another song?
Sure. This one's called You Were Never There, and in fact, it was the only song really written in Los Angeles, and it has sort of a little bit of an LA touch of sunshine in it. So I hope you like this. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Where you are, looking up at the sun, see all the cars standing still as they run, yeah. The day starts to fade, slip away out of sight. Flash in the sky, lighting up my dark night. You were never there. You were never there. You were never there. You were never there. More than most that I know. You hide yourself behind a wall, and it shows. Girl, you never cared. You were never there. because you never care. You were never there. It was a rainy night in a quiet town in Florida. I stayed awake all night, I couldn't sleep at all, so I sang to her. Girl, you never cared, you were never there, because you never cared, you were never there, you were never there, you were never there. You were never there. You were never there. In a quiet town in Florida.
Outstanding. Diego Garcia on 91.7 KXT.
Thank you.
Laura is the name of the new solo record. I understand you've already started writing songs for a new record, for your second solo record, right?
Yeah. It's going, you know, I think you're always nervous about the next album, whether or not you can outdo yourself or improve. And then we finally did go into the studio right before this tour started, and it was very good news.
Well, I mean, do you feel kind of a pressure? I mean, you had 5 years to kind of make Laura, whether or not you wanted to make it or not, and now it's like, wow, suddenly the pressure's on.
Well, yeah, and also, you know, I got her back, so there's that fear. You start singing about the speed of light, but what we did figure out quickly is that, while the first record was maybe about, you know, getting her back or having her hear a few things I hadn't said or you know, closure and healing, I think this one's going to be about, you know, protecting her and taking care of her now that she's with me.
The show is tonight. It's actually a whole weekend celebration out at Fair Park for Earth Day. There's a lot of local musicians playing, and then the big show tonight at the Hat Shell, Diego Garcia and Amos Lee. So again, thanks so much for stopping by, and wish you the best of luck. And also, you know, we'll be announcing soon that you'll be coming back for another show in town. But we can't announce yet, but we will be announcing that soon.
It's something about a hotel and bare feet or something.
Yeah, something like that. So we're very excited for that.
Yes,
so
I'm excited too.
We'll connect those dots later. So again, Diego Garcia, thank you so
All
much.
All right, cheers.
It's 91.7 KXT.